when we think of the subject of prayer, it's interesting to me that it's probably the most spoken about. It's the most written about. If you go into any Christian bookstore, you can, there's a whole section on prayers. There's shelf after shelf after shelf. Ian Bounds has a whole collection of books on prayer. And D.L. Moody and all these others, they have huge selections on prayer. And when we think about prayer, it's the most written about, most talked about, and probably the less done, if that's good English. Least done. I'm from America. I don't know how to talk. But one of the things that we struggle with is this prayer life. But it's a beautiful thing for us. It's a tremendous privilege for the Christian that we can have fellowship with God. And simply put, prayer is just simply communicating with God. And this is what we want to develop a little bit today. And thinking about prayer, the first place prayer is mentioned in the Bible, when we go back to Genesis chapter 3, we realize that Adam and Eve were in a dialogue with God and back and forth, and that God came in the cool of the day and enjoyed fellowship with them. And but one of the things that's interesting is after the fall of Adam and Eve, after the fall of mankind, after Adam sinned against God and was put out of the garden, there seems to be a strain in this prayer relationship. And it isn't until chapter 4, and I want to just draw our attention to this as way of introduction. In chapter 4 of Genesis, one of the saddest verses, in the Bible, is verse 16. It's one of the saddest verses in the Bible, is verse 16. And it says that Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. How sad this is. He went out, and going out of the presence of the Lord, he limited himself with this fellowship with the Lord. He cut this off. And then we see the consequences of him going out of the presence of the Lord. And I'm not going to get into the consequences, but just to say in verse 26 is really the first place where we have, other than the dialogue that Adam and Eve had with God and God with Cain, we find the first time prayer is mentioned. It says in verse 26, "And as for Seth, to him also was a son born, and he named him Enoch. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord." And what I want to just underline is after Cain and the difficult time of Cain, it says, then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. And so the first time that actual prayer itself, calling on the name of the Lord, is mentioned is in a difficult day. And I want to stress that for us today. We're living in difficult days. There's no doubt about it. We're living in difficult days. And what a privilege that we have to be able to pray. And prayer is one of the first evidences of the Christian life. And what I want to show us in Acts chapter 9, if you just turn there, Acts chapter 9, when we look at the conversion of the Apostle Paul was really arrested on that road to Damascus, and his heart was arrested by God, and he fell down in the presence of God, and he says, "Well, who art thou, Lord?" And then he says, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And then after the conversion of Paul, we find him going into the city, and we find that the Lord, and I want to pick up this verse in verse 10. It says, "Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, a certain follower of Jesus Christ named Ananias. And Ananias, to him the Lord said, in a vision, Ananias, And he said, here I am, Lord. And so the Lord said to him, arise. Ananias said, no problem. I can do that. Arise and go into the street called Straight. No problem. I got it. I can do that. Then he says, and inquire in the house of Judas. Okay. No problem. Who am I inquiring about? Saul of Tarsus. Behold, he is praying. Now, Ananias had some questions about this direction. And that's when Ananias says, wait just a second. Everything else was no problem up to this point, but I've heard about this man. But what I want to underline, putting Ananias aside, is what Paul was doing. What Paul was doing as a new believer in Jesus Christ, one of the very first things Paul was doing is it says Paul was praying. And this is the evidence of new life. This is the evidence of new birth. This is the evidence that you and I have been brought in to a new relationship with God. Now, if you look back in the chapter, if you look back up in verse 9, we're reminded that Paul was there for 3 days. So Paul had been praying now for 3 days, and Paul is there in the city praying, and he is in relationship with God. He had been religious before, but now his prayer life has changed from a religious prayer life to an intimate, where he has had an intimate encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, the man in the glory. He has had this intimate relationship with him, this intimate encounter with him. And now, because of that intimacy, he's calling upon the name of the Lord. And that's what we want to see. And what prayer is, what oxygen is, it's been said that what oxygen is to the human life, prayer is to the spiritual life. Now, take that little quote. I have no idea who I stole it from. I took it from somebody somewhere. But you take that little quote, and I want to build on that a little bit. Because what we get from that, think this. A scuba diver goes into the deep parts of the sea. And the scuba diver has to have an oxygen tank because he's not where he belongs. He doesn't belong under the sea. He's in enemy territory, so to speak. Because if he tried to go into the depths of the sea without that tank of oxygen upon him, he is going to perish. He's going to drown. He's not where he ought to be. The same could be said of an astronaut up in space. They need that pack upon them. They need that oxygen tank upon them. And as long as they have that oxygen tank and they're breathing that oxygen in, they're going to be able to survive in that unnatural environment that they find themselves in. In the same way, you and I, we don't belong to this world. This is not our home. And we need that oxygen tank upon our back called prayer in a relationship with the Lord. We're in a different environment. And as we're living in difficult days, we need to learn to call upon the name of the Lord. Just as Seth, in Seth's day, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Men recognized their need to call upon the name of the Lord. Paul recognized his need to be alone and in prayer with the Lord. And how important this is. C.S. Spurgeon once said that prayer is the autograph of the Holy Spirit on the life of the believer.